بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما يتعلق بالمدارس matters pertaining to the affairs of madaris مدرسة قدوسية and the government aid there was a madrasa in Gango by the name of Madrasa Qudusiya Hakim Muhammad Yusuf Saab was the principal of this madrasa and Maulana Zakaria Qudusi is a graduate of this madrasa the youth of Gango spoke out and demanded to take the madrasa into their control hence Hakim Muhammad Yusuf cleared all the records of the madrasa and handed over the affairs of the madrasa to them. As soon as they took control, they began to find faults in different matters of the madrasa and decided to put them in order. However, they did not have the funds at hand. Therefore, they decided to ask the government for aid. Once the aid was sought, a government official used to be sent to the madrasa to inspect the madrasa records and the progress of the teaching. An examiner was sent by the government who failed all the pupils and declared that the teachers were unfit for the post of teaching. Thus, teachers were appointed from the side of the government. The outcome of this was that within 1.5 years, the madrasa was discontinued and it is only its walls that remain today. That is why I always maintain that any organization can handle the affairs of the madrasa, but they should not close the madrasa down. Differences cause ill feelings and results in the hearts being distanced. Statement of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali at the time of the unrest in Mazahir-e-Ulum. Once when some unrest broke out in Mazahir-e-Ulum, a few students were expelled. However, they refused to leave and did not vacate their room. Hazrat Sheikh gathered all the asatiza at his home and addressed them, "What is the problem and why has this happened? If the cause is the administration, then whoever is in charge should leave the post and someone wishing to take the post should take it. I am speaking on behalf of the Nazim Saab, administrator. If I am the cause, then I will leave Saharanpur tomorrow. If it is that the ikhlas on which our Akabirin had founded this madrasa has now terminated, then I will announce the closure of the madrasa. Then we will ask the fatwa as to what should be done with the structure of the madrasa and what will be the position of the library." On hearing this, all asatiza responded, "No, the madrasa cannot be closed." Punctuality in sabak. I am extremely disturbed by those who cause harm to students. Many years of my teaching career have passed, yet I have not requested leave. Even whilst I was ill, I continued teaching. This was all done out of the fear that some disturbance and difficulty would be caused to the students. Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali's punctuality in lessons. Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali's uncle, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was scheduled to arrive at a certain time at the Saharanpur station after returning from Hijaz. However, the train was to arrive at such a time when Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali was conducting his lessons. Hence, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali did not go to the station to receive his uncle, as this would have disrupted the student's studies. Missing out one hadith. While studying in Deoband, I received the news that Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali had fallen ill. I wrote to Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali stating, "I have been informed that you have fallen ill and I wish to pay you a visit. However, I will have to remain absent for a lesson in the interim period. Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali replied, "Missing one lesson is a very serious matter. According to me, even missing one hadith in the presence of the Ustad is something that can never be compensated." Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's father's punctuality in lessons. My father had fallen ill and people were continuously coming to visit him. In spite of this, he continued teaching his students at home so that no harm is caused to them. Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali remaining in prison to complete the Quran. During his imprisonment, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali used to teach a prisoner the Quran. The prisoner had a few paras left to complete when Maulana received the news of his release. This prisoner told him, "What will happen to my Quran if you leave?" Maulana replied, "No, I will remain with you. Thus, Maulana remained in prison until this prisoner completed the entire Quran. Present condition. Nowadays, the asatiza are always looking for some excuse whereby they could be granted leave. They only teach for 2 hours or the most three and then say, "How can we have the mental capacity for this?" However, when it comes to their salary, then everyone is prepared to fight to the last penny. In the akhirat, as well as in the dunya, we will realize who really gained honor through his ilm. The honor and reputation which knowledge once possessed has now vanished. The dignity for ulama and ilm has vanished from the hearts of people. decrease of teaching in the madaris. Currently, the holidays of the madaris have increased and the teaching has decreased. Look everywhere and you will find that the asatiza continuously take their salaries and vacations. Despite this, no teaching is taking place. This is the condition and state in all the colleges and madaris. Hazrat Saharanpuri rahmatullahi alayhi reprimanding when salary was sought in advance. Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri rahmatullahi alayhi posted someone as an ustad in a madrasa in Randher. On reaching the madrasa, this person wrote a letter to the Nazim asking him to grant him the entire year's salary in advance. The administrator did not respond to the letter. Instead, he sent the very same note to Hazrat Saharanpuri rahmatullahi alayhi. Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi wrote to the administrator that this person should not even be given a cent. Thereafter, he wrote to this person stating, "How long have you been at the madrasa that allows you to ask for so many rupees? Are you certain that you will remain alive for even a year?" This person became extremely angry with the administrator for sending the letter to Hazrat Saharanpuri rahmatullahi alayhi without first consulting him. He had personally related this incident to me. The poor person is still alive and is always overcome with anxiety and worry. The benefits of the madaris being linked with each other. Madaris should be linked with each other. I was thinking of visiting Muhammad Tahir's madrasa in Calcutta, which is near the airport. Muhammad Ibrahim Sahib then said that we should go on Saturday. On hearing this, Hazrat said, "Take the guests along. I will possibly be in the operating theatre." There are many benefits in the madaris being linked with each other. For example, one will get to know the method of the students' revision, their etiquettes and hygiene, and their manner of studying. Whatever one takes a liking for could then be implemented in his madrasa. Then people from other madaris will visit your madrasa, and whatever they have a liking for in your madrasa will be implemented by them in their madrasa. However, this type of association has disappeared from the madaris. The condition of Maulana Badr Alam Mirati Rahmatullah Ali's madrasa. The madrasa where Maulana Badr Alam Mirati Rahmatullah Ali used to teach in Bawalpur was situated in the Eidgah. There was no madrasa structure. Instead, each ustad would sit under a tree and deliver his lessons. This was their condition, whereas Maulana Badr Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a person with an extremely sensitive temperament. Allah Ta'ala highly appreciates an individual's ikhlas. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated in the hadith, "Two mud of wheat given in charity by my Sahaba outweighs an entire mountain of gold given in charity by those who come after." This is because Allah Ta'ala takes one's sincerity into account. Allah Ta'ala looks at one's kayfiyat, inner condition. Ikhlas is kulli mushakkik, has varying stages. Hazrat Maulana Tayyab Sahib of Maktaba Nu'maniya asked, Hafiz Muhammad Tayyab Sahib of Maktaba Nu'maniya asked, "Hazrat, what is ikhlas? Sometimes ikhlas seems to be deficient in certain actions. For example, if the principal of a madrasa has to approach a person for a donation, he will donate 50 rupees. However, if a collector is sent on behalf of the madrasa, this person will only donate 5 rupees. Is this difference not against ikhlas?" Hazrat replied, "Ikhlas is kulli mushakkik. Someone related to me that a collector came to him and he gave a certain amount of money. On collecting the receipt, he noticed that my name was printed on it, stating that I was the patron of that madrasa. On seeing my name, he donated more money. This is only natural." Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali treating people according to their ranks. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was once informed that the daughter of a particular person had arrived at his home. Hazrat sent a message that he would be coming soon. After a little while, he was informed that it was not that person's daughter, but his stepdaughter. Hazrat then sent a message that he would come a little later. A Nawab Sahib, wealthy person, had come to Madrasa Mazahir Ulum in Saharanpur and expressed his desire of meeting Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana Inayatullah Sahib, who was the principal at that time, sent a note to Hazrat saying, "The Nawab Sahib has arrived and he wishes to meet you. Could you please come over?" Hazrat replied, "I will come on the request of the Nawab Sahib. However, if you call me on behalf of the madrasa, then I will come immediately." Hazrat replied, "I will not come on the request of the Nawab Sahib. However, if you call me on behalf of the madrasa, then I will come immediately." This is why people are treated differently. Accommodating for Dora Hadith in every madrasa. Muhammad Habibur Rahman Azmi was not pleased with the situation in UP. that Dora Hadith be taught in every madrasa. Today the condition is such that teaching Dora Hadith is regarded as a must in every madrasa, irrespective of whether the students have the capacity or not, whether they are able to recite correctly or not. Question: Hazrat, what is your opinion regarding this? Answer: My opinion is the same as yours. This means that those who are in charge of the madaris should carefully analyze the students' upbringing and the teaching together with having a reasonable amount of arrangements for this. It should not be such that the madrasa is there only for name and fame. That this madrasa teaches up to a certain level, what benefit is there in this? Changing of kitabs is not a cause for disgrace. Someone told me I was teaching Bukhari Sharif in a certain madrasa. Another ustad was brought and the first part of Bukhari Sharif was given to him to teach, whilst I continued teaching the second part. I approached a patron and complained to him that there is no limit to my disgrace by taking away the first part of Bukhari and handing it over to another ustad. I told him that Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi feel that he was undertaking an act of humiliation whilst compiling the second part of Bukhari Sharif. So why are you feeling humiliated about teaching it? Madaris for girls. Question: What is your view regarding the madaris for girls? Answer: There are several types of girls. The first type is those who stay indoors within the confines of their homes. Their parents are literate and the father, together with the assistance of the mother, teaches her the Quran Sharif, Besti Zewar, and a few other important masail. Once she becomes of age, she will be married. For such girls, there is no need for them to attend these madaris. The second type of girls is those who work in shops or are engaged in some other occupation, and they are involved in more evil than that which is prevalent in the madaris. The madaris are for such type of girls, where they will be taught the necessary masail, immaterial whether this is accomplished through the formal madrasa syllabus or through some other method, both are fine. A learned person enrolling his daughter in madrasa. Question: Can a person send his daughter to a madrasa if both he and his household are learned? Answer: If he does so with total caution, that it will be allowed. Then it will be allowed. But where is the required amount of caution found nowadays? Which bird's name is it? When secular education is compulsory according to the constitution, then parents cannot keep their children at home. This is the case in certain countries. It is imperative to send them to school, otherwise the parents will be charged. Hence, how can precaution be exercised? Question: However, there is no such law in India. Answer: The law is not the same everywhere. In South Africa, the people have begun to become a bit dini conscious. At school, the boys had requested the school officials to grant them 2 hours of leave for the Jummah Salah, as Jummah is one of the salient features of Islam. After some deliberation, they accepted this proposal. Now only the girls were left in the school. As a result, 450 girls fell pregnant through their non-Muslim teachers. Such occasional incidents can occur elsewhere, but not on such a large scale. Chasing a student out of a class. Question: How is it for the ustad to chase a student out of class? Answer: Normally an ustad will chase a student out of class or stop this lesson on account of becoming angry and annoyed over a statement or action of a student. This is done due to the emotions of the nafs. Very rarely will this take place purely due to sincerity and with the intention of reforming the student. Just as the ustad has emotions, the student also has emotions. Effect of the emotions and feelings of,